Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 941.
Well, federal officials say that they've found a man wanted for questioning in connection with the New York City terror attack. The man is believed to be an acquaintance of the suspect. The FBI didn't elaborate on the connection, but they said that he most likely wasn't involved in the actual incident, but they might have info on him or something.
This guy's been planning it for a year.
Yeah. See all these videos.
You know, how's that talk of like removing the guy and taking him to Guantanamo? It's like, well, I don't think they need any. You don't have to do much deep interrogation on this guy. This guy was sort of like fresh cookies.
I say start with the fingernails.
But you could probably do the psychological profile of why you get, how they fall for the stuff. They broke down all, basically he got indoctrinated on his smartphone.
Okay.
Watching all the videos, reading all these deals.
But how, I guess you're just somewhere lost in your head.
Well, right? Uzbekistan, Uzbekistan, where he comes from, the conditions there, poverty, religious strife, has basically been the recent incubator.
Okay.
The most terrorist incidents have come from from Uzbekistan.
Okay, all right.
There's like five recent events around the world where we had terrorist attacks and explosions and running people over, and four or five of them have been Uzbekis.
Yeah. So the CBS News is reporting that the suspect was known to the FBI because his name came up in previous counterterrorism investigations.
Really?
So he's not new to their intelligence agencies. But they're saying that an intelligence source says that the suspect had contact with individuals who were considered radicalized extremists, including one from Uzbekistan. This is the guy who's accused of plowing his truck into pedestrians and cyclists on a Manhattan bike path Tuesday, killing eight people. The president is now calling for the death penalty. He says the suspect deserves to die. Trump tweeted yesterday that the man accused of driving that pickup truck deserves the death penalty. He's 29 years old. He's an immigrant from Uzbekistan. He was here on a green card.
They said he's happy as a clam, sitting in his hospital room. He wanted to put up the ISIS flag. You wonder how many of these people they're watching, though. You know, they're, oh, yeah, we were watching him. He's on a watch list. Who knows? We're probably on a watch list.
Yeah, very possibly.
We just had
them
release the JFK tapes. What was that last week? You know, the new stuff.
And now Bin
Laden. What's the classic deal they said about that back then after Oswald? The FBI was, we were watching him.
He was on the radar.
He was on our radar. It's like, well, what do you do with your radar then?
I know. Are they saying that just to take the heat on of where this guy wasn't on your radar?
I think it prompts more questions. Shows how many people are on the radar.
I think that would be my thing.
Questions than not. It doesn't sound very effective if you're saying, he was on our list.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what they always
say,
that the intelligence community, it's so much metadata. Mm-hmm. It's such a huge apparatus that it's not the needle in a haystack. It's what they always compare it to is a needle in a stack of needles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can get all this information, but who can discern it? Who can dig through it?
Needle in a stack of needles.
And 9/11, remember? They found out after 9/11 there was a ton of information that we went back and, we hadn't got to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a stack of reports on somebody's desk out there. The big theory is
mile high.
That it's in there. It's in the stack. We just haven't got to it yet.
There's only so much those analysts can analyze in a short amount of time. Houston Astros are World Series champions for the first time in the 56-year history of the franchise. They beat the LA Dodgers in Los Angeles 5-1 Game 7 last night. So it was a big game and a big moment for Houston. And in an effort to get a leg up on the competition, the U.S. Postal Service is going to be offering next-day Sunday delivery this holiday season with select vendors. That means consumers could place an order online from participating retailers by a cutoff time on Saturday, and the Postal Service will deliver it the following day. Walmart is said to be one of those retailers that's considering joining up with them. The Great Pyramid of Giza still holds secrets. A team of French, Japanese, and Egyptian researchers say they've discovered a large and previously unknown void within the 4,500-year-old structure. Discovery was made using a method of tracking the remnants of cosmic rays as they bombarded the Earth. It's kind of like an X-ray. The hidden area is about 100 feet long and inaccessible, likely sealed off during the pyramid's construction. Not clear.
What's in it? We've all seen the mummy.
Yeah.
So it was probably some Egyptian who tried to kill another Egyptian, and then they seal you in a sarcophagus and fill it with beetles.
Beetles.
Mm-hmm. That's what they always do in the mummy.
Surrounded by dildos.
I don't know if they decided them.
Yeah, what?
That's what I would do to my people that I sealed in a...
I would take dildos over beetles.
Beetles, yeah. Beetles, skin-eating beetles, or a bunch of vibrating weird things. Well, yeah,
that's for later when you open up. They're like, oh my God, this guy must have been the king of vibrators. Mm-hmm. That's just my world.
King of vibrators.
Uh-huh. Intriguing. So it's not clear what's inside this 100-foot void or what's the intended purpose of it. Obviously, they're going to go digging, but if Hollywood has taught us anything, they should just leave it alone.
Maybe it was the sex toy room in the pyramid.
How awesome would that be? They say that the Egyptians did invent the sex toy. You know, it goes all the way far back as the Egyptian times. You can be in denial, but denial is a river.
In Egypt.
Good Lord.
Is this fake news or?
It's real news. You can go to the Natural Museum of Vibrators.
The only museum that Big Party has ever voluntarily gone to.
How terrible is this? So, Molly, here's the headline. Sex toys date back 28,000 years. Yes. Ancient phalluses made from stone and dried camel dung.
So don't feel gross. Bad about yours, Molly. Well, that's a show. I'm calling it.
The guy went door to door, didn't sell a lot of the early models. It's made of stone.
Or
that seems a little hard. Well, this camel one's dung. Made of dried camel dung.
Gross. So bad.
Says you.
It's a prototype.
We're working out the kinks. Sony is getting back into the artificial intelligence game with an updated version of its Abo robotic dog. The robotic dog is being billed as the pet that behaves like a real dog, using AI to learn and interact with its owner and surroundings. Sony pioneered entertainment robots with Abo, and back in 1999, they sold about 150,000 dogs in Japan before they ceased production 7 years later. And since then, they've been kind of out of the robotics game. The latest version of the dog, and the first in more than a decade, is equipped with new sensing and movement technologies, as well as far more advanced AI backed by cloud computing. So it's going to go on sale in Japan. It's going to cost about $1,700.
What's going to happen first? Are we going to replace our pets with robots or our spouses?
Pets.
You think
yeah,
so?
Probably pets.
Yeah, because
it'll be
if
the
you
new
look
robot
at-
dog for Christmas. You know, the kids are like, Mom, Dad, can we please? I don't want a real dog. I want a robot dog.
Right. Yeah. Well, think about the singles, people who live in like apartments and stuff like that, who maybe won't have, you know, this is like the perfect pet. You never have to worry about walking it or it having accidents. It's there waiting for you. It can do other stuff.
Yeah, I think it'll be one of those deals where
not even
the kids want it. The parents just get it for them because of that.
It's not real love. I mean, a dog is adorable.
Yeah, it's absolutely adorable, but it also comes with too much responsibility for kids. This is so sad. I hope not. Molly will be the first one on the show to have one. It'll be a cat.
I already have a real furs friend. I got one for Mara. It's a she wants her own cat, so I got her a. It's a cat. It's does
not a
tricks.
Cat. It's a fake. It's a robot.
Obviously, it's a robot, but it doesn't poop.
Yeah, see?
Which is huge in the win column. It doesn't require food or maintenance, and she can, you know, play with it, and it does tricks and purrs and all that kind of stuff.
That's the new standard.
Yeah.
It doesn't poop. Yeah.
Right.
When you're
a
parent, trust me, that is a gold standard.
Does he make you laugh? He doesn't make me cry. Yeah. No, it doesn't poop.
It doesn't poop.
Do you have a cat now that poops.
Yes.
What's the deal? You just empty them both at the same time or whatever? Or just let them
no,
poop
we have
the
a cat
box.
That's refusing to poop in his box. He poops right outside of his box, and it's making me absolutely bananas.
Oh, that thing would be a hat.
Peter's
off
like,
a bridge.
I know.
That would in
be
bag.
The only
and just add brick to bag.
The only thing standing
throw
between me and Allie Exile is the fact that, I mean, between Murray and Allie Exile is me. I am the only thing standing in the way. Because even the kids are like, dude, I'm like, hey, he's obviously trying to communicate something he's unhappy with.
Yeah.
The 2017 Victoria's Secret fashion show isn't going to air until the end of the month, but we do know who will be wearing the most expensive bra in the house. It's a Brazilian angel, Les Ribeiro, and she will have the honor of wearing the bejeweled bra in this year's show. It's $2 million.
Now, why? Do we read something into that? That is Les Ribeiro, is she the it girl? Why does she
might
get-
be the up and coming. Yeah, I mean, to get to wear the $2 million Champagne Nights fantasy bra designed by a renowned jeweler, this Muand, and it includes gold, diamonds, yellow sapphires, blue topaz. It even has a decorative necklace. But $2 million worth of boob slings
walking
down that runway.
She follows
boob
in the footsteps
slings.
Of Gisele Bündchen, Candace yeah. Swolpool, and Adriana Lima.
And aren't they all also like Brazilian?
Yeah, they all got to wear the fantasy bra.
Right. I wonder if there's something in the water in Brazil. Those ladies, they come out just looking.
Would you call it a boob sling?
Uh-huh. Boob slings. The fashion show airs November 28th on CBS. Okay. And if you've ever wondered what the key to living a long, successful, happy life, well, Harvard has conducted what is considered one of the world's longest studies of adult life. They started collecting data back in 1938 during the Great Depression. And they say at the end of the day, what makes us happy, healthy, and successful? Good relationships, period. It's our relationships with other humans, whether they're friends or family, that is where the real riches in life lie.
Really?
It's not in an amassed fortune. It's not in, you know, great fame or all of that. I mean, those are all nice little things, but it means nothing if you don't have the love of good family and friends or community supporting you.
Yeah.
And that at the end of the day is what makes us all happy human beings. We're social creatures. We're pack animals. I mean, we all have our lone wolf moments, but at the end of the day, humans crave other humans.
So why you guys don't like hanging out with people you hate?
Why are selfies so popular?
I don't know what that means. I mean,
well,
I'm
saying that is solitary.
That's happy.
Social media and everything is very solitary. It's very, you know, the trend is just you.
I don't know.
I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that those people are happy.
I wonder.
I mean, maybe that's the idea of that there's the unhappiness scale, I would say, in this country is probably having a peak moment. People are feeling restless and unhappy. Maybe that's part of it. That isolation, that me idea, the idea that we've kind of lost our way about the relationships with other people and how important that is for centering ourselves. They say the first lesson that you can take is that social connections are really good for us and that loneliness kills. That is the big deal, is that connections are what we thrive on, and that isolation, any of that without friends and family and community, all that makes us happier, physically healthier. We live longer. We have a better outlook on life.
So if you hang out with people you like, you get along with and maybe have great conversation, great times, memories that you can build together. You're happy.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that makes sense. Totally. I mean, I think the opposite would make me pretty unhappy.
Oh, yeah. If you're around nothing but like if you're alone, just left alone for an extended period of time and like you're kind of like, oh, I'm lonely, or like you're in toxic relationships,
unhappy.
People that are either takers or they're negative. I mean, then that can absolutely cloud your mind and your feelings. So it's just interesting. I mean, they've been doing this for a long time, and they're basically saying that when you distill it all down, it's happiness and people that keep us going.
The Big Party Show. Channel 94.1.
Start spreading the news.
You're never alone in New York.
Song was written by Fred Ebb and John Kander.
Oh, look at that man. It's Sinatra. All right, so we're getting people qualified for this. It's the last week, and it's a trip for a four, but, you know, we're only picking one winner. You're going to pick three. of your favorite people to go with.
I love the open to the song because Frank Sinatra can say anything.
Yes.
He's like, I have not taken a solid crap in 2 weeks. You're like, what?
Everyone's like, yay, this is amazing. Take it away.
Gary Johnson on drums.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you. How are you today? Good?
I'm fantastic.
Did you watch the World Series last night or anything?
I didn't catch it last night. I caught the game before, but I did hear the Astros one.
All home runs. People are calling it one of the greatest World Series ever, and then it ended with a very romantic
proposal.
Oh, so
we kept showing it to party today. He doesn't enjoy it as much as we do.
I don't. I really don't. I feel like
he gets angry.
I just feel as if maybe the moment is stolen. I mean, I think a proposal between two people, a couple, should be that alone. You don't take a moment that was created by a group of people and jump on it and be like, this is my unicorn.
Maybe that's her. Maybe that was their dream. Maybe in a perfect world, he knew exactly that that's the kind of proposal she wanted. And that's why they're meant for each other.
All right, so they won. Carlos Carrera, right? Houston won. What's that?
I was going to say, I think Party just needs to suck it up and do what he needs to do.
Thank you, man.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Girlfriend.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Out of the mouths of smart listeners comes the truth.
She knows what time it is.
Yeah. Absolutely. And guess what? You're late, my friend. Your clock is broke.
Some perfect stranger to me asked me, how long have you guys been dating? And I said, well, we just hit 3 years, which is amazing to me. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Because it doesn't seem like it even went by 2 days. Anyway, she said, what, you don't know? I'm like, I don't know what. She goes, you don't know yet? How could you not know what you want to do with this beautiful young lady after 3 years? Mm-hmm. Hello, on the spot.
Yep, good for her.
Well, I'm just saying I don't like the public, deal.
Wylene cannot expect to have a World Series moment ruined or trumped by your proposal. Well, but we've given you a lot of options.
What would he have done if they would have lost? I guess he would have had to wait, right?
No, he probably would have got engaged anyway. But the theory is that you've got the grandstand moment where it's a highlight moment. Mm-hmm. You're inspired. It's like, well, why not?
Yeah, seize the moment, man. You'll never get a second like that before.
Tell the entire team to shut up. Everyone was having their own moment. He just added an engagement to his own World Series moment.
Okay.
He wasn't grandstanding in front of the team.
No.
The reporter's interviewing him and saying, blah, 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 what do you think of the game? And he's like, hold on a second. And turns around and is like, baby, I love you so much. And the woman goes, she's wailing.
She's howling.
It's not a good cry.
No.
If you heard it out of context before, you'd be like, what happened? It sounds like painful wailing. She's, but it worked, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you want to do? Just take a knee in the middle of Home Depot and go, let's just do this. I'm sick of this thing grinding into my thigh. Here's your ring.
Isn't that their motto or is that Lowe's? Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Maybe that's the thing. You take her to Lowe's, you drop a knee on one of their orange deals and go, let's do this.
All right, here it is right here.
And right now I'm about to take another big step in my life. Daniela Rodriguez, you make me the happiest man in the world. Will you marry me? Will you marry me?
Put a bus on her finger.
Yeah.
I know the thing really did. It was like, beep.
Her arm is in a sling today. People are like, did you break your arm? She's like, no, I can't move it. The ring is so heavy.
Yeah, I know.
Well, not a terrible problem to have.
You're qualified for New York. Are you married?
I am married.
Let's hear your engagement story. How did it go down?
It's not a great story. He had the ring. I knew he had the ring because I picked out the ring. And he just showed up at my work one day, and he kind of handed it to me. He's like, so you want to do this or what?
Wow.
Well, but she knew.
I know. But it's one of those, like, you're like, buddy. I mean, sometimes the thing is they get so scared. We as women need to appreciate the fact and give these guys a miles and miles long piece of slack on the fact that, like, they're totally putting their hearts on the line in a huge way that we can never appreciate. I mean, women can propose to men, and women have, and I know friends that have done it, but I'm just saying it's always been on the guy to do it. He's the one who's got to do all the heavy lifting in that moment. And so I'm always like, however it comes out, God bless you. I mean, really.
Well, and I'd say he's been making up for it ever since. I get pretty spoiled. Things I would never get myself, he always gets me. And so I'm pretty lucky. Oh,
so are you going to take him with, if you win this, you're going to take him with you to, on the trip to New York City?
No.
Exactly. He's still paying for that. No. Molly, taking three of her best friends.
Uh-huh.
She's going to take her crew of ladies.
She's like, I'm not stupid.
Right.
Okay.
Why
I'm still.
All right. So who
I
would
have
you?
I have three really good friends. We are, very lovingly refer to ourselves as the Hags.
The Hags.
So
that's hysterical.
Do it up in style if I win.
Yeah,
that's
this
for
is,
sure.
That sounds.
That's
not
how
bad.
You want to do it. Yeah,
we kind of want fun group. So I hope you win.
Yeah,
that like, would make my year for sure.
Well, I hope you Hags have a good time if you win too. It's the only time you can say
well,
that.
Well, we always have a good time.
Those Hags are really going to enjoy New York City. Wait till those
He's
Hags
like,
see. Wait till those Hags see how good these tickets are to Hamilton.
Oh, I know.
Right. That's right.
He's like, honey, could you please maybe come up with a better name for you and your girlfriends? You're like, it's Hags. Deal with it.
Well, right. Hold on the line, okay? Congratulations,
right.
You're in. If that phone rings Monday, answer it, okay? Hold on.
Streaming now.
I get it on my phone.
I listen on my tablet.
I listen online
all the time.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right, I got a Facebook message from Don Schneider from Complete Weddings and Events, formerly known as Complete Music. Says, Jeff, I don't know if you remember me or not, but back in the day, you went to a wedding and gave us a plug on the air. And we've always appreciated that. Our CEO, Eric Mass, listens to your morning show religiously.
Mass.
He called me this morning and wanted me to throw an idea your way, since we know Big Party thinks weddings are just a waste of money, and he has been pushing off his engagement.
No, I do.
We thought it'd be fun sometime to help out with the little pressure on parties. So here's the deal. If Party were to pop the question by December 31st, we would give him a free DJ for his wedding.
Can he give me a little time here? Come
That's
on.
That's from the top. We have run that to the top.
Of That's right.
To Complete Weddings and Events, man. They do all the weddings.
December 31st, 2018.
17.
That's what you have till
18th to 17, 2017.
End of this year. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You going to do it?
Just think about it.
You should just put it out there. He's not. You don't have to answer today.
You don't have to answer today. Just think about it.
Now I'll need a haul.
Look at him already.
He already has.
It's like
fog
give
machine.
Him an inch. He's like give him an inch, and he's already sniffing around
Got any hauls out?
We have a wedding DJ. We have a wedding DJ now. We have a fog machine.
Yeah. We have a strobe light.
We have a dance choreography.
Yes, we do. We got
Dan.
Dance.
Oh my God, this thing
so
is coming together.
So he can choreograph whether you want to do the thing where you and Wyleen surprise everyone with a dance routine at your wedding.
Yeah.
Or we can get Dancing Dan to choreograph the flash mob proposal.
Okay.
Right. Or the honeymoons could, you know, come together pretty. I mean, we could, you know, there's so much here.
I know there's so much there.
Omaha Steaks.
Oh my God, I was going to ask
they
you, what do you want to eat?
They could cater the wedding.
Oh my gosh.
Brick, look at this.
Brickway, where are you at with your boozy cake?
Zach Kramer will throw in booze from Brickway.
If Party were listening and heard himself right now, he'd be like, that guy's trolling for tons of free stuff.
Well, yes.
You'd be so incensed. You'd be like, that is disgusting. And yet here he is.
Now, would I, though?
Hand.
You're talking to me. Would I really be like, how dare that guy? Like, that guy's very smart.
Look at Desiree.
Photos, free photos.
She just messaged. Morning, Desiree. She said he's got a photographer right here. We could build this thing within the hour.
Oh, buddy. Seriously. I mean,
all right,
your excuses
all right, wait,
are
hold on. I
dwindling.
We got to plan a bachelor party. So what we need now is a private jet out to Cabo for 8 people.
Yes.
You are so greedy.
No, it's not. It's giving.
Yeah,
but
if we do this right,
and
right,
I give back.
If we do this right, we need to front load a ton of entertainment value before the engagement.
Mm-hmm. When Weiland hears this, I'll probably be single. So, hey.
I know. She's like, well, I'm so glad that you're using this opportunity for us to express our love to one another.
We need Desiree. We'll need Des for the engagement photographer.
Yes. Oh, that. Oh, that's like proof. What do you call that stuff?
Yeah, the engagement photos. It's official. Right.
You can't have it in a bachelor party without strippers.
No, we can't do strippers.
Oh, look at there. Look how
there
they're the
real.
There
we go. That's how we know he's ready for marriage.
Things just got real.
I can't do strippers.
The only, you know what? The only authentic
like
part of this conversation was right there.
Yeah.
He went, no, there's no, there will be no strippers.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't. Oh, no.
There will be no strippers.
He is ready.
Dancers.
That's the thing. He's
dancers
ready.
Dancers and midgets. Any midgets out there?
In bikinis, yeah.
You know, that's you're that's on the wrong side awful. Of history okay. there.
Yeah, again, not.
They're little people.
The little people. My apologies. All right, we got to move on to celebrity news real quick. Molly, what's up?
Well, keeping with the spirit of happiness and love, Lady Gaga is going to be tying the knot. Her boyfriend just asked her to marry him, and she said yes. He even got permission from her dad.
Oh.
So Lady Gaga's boyfriend is this 48-year-old talent agent named Christian Carino, and they started dating earlier this year, so he's wasted little to no time. But yeah, no word on whether or not they've moved forward with wedding plans. You know, right now she had to cancel a bunch of European tour dates because her fibromyalgia, so she's focusing on her health. And just days after splitting from The Weeknd, Selena Gomez spotted getting cozy with her ex-boyfriend, the Biebs. He's there. He's the shoulder to cry on. And literally in this one photo, a shoulder to lean on. She's all snuggled up with him. They're walking down the street. They're riding bikes together. It is absolutely
ridiculous. Well, she looks great, by the way.
Yeah.
And she also looks, there are all these pictures of her coming to and from the gym, and they're saying she looks super fit.
Now, maybe Justin has changed and grown up a lot. You know, I'd like to hear Justin just go, you know, Selena, baby, I was a fool.
Mm-hmm.
I was just a dumb man, young. Things are out of control because I wasn't experienced in it. And you know what? I've got it all a hold of it now, and everything's good, and I'm ready to make you first.
I assume there's a little of all of that is true. Mm-hmm. If I'm probably one of his buddies, though, you're like, ooh, this might be a little too soon. Like, you got your act together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You
want to
wait a little bit?
She just broke up. I mean, the Weeknd is actually the one that broke up with her. That's the word. Is that he's the one that called it quits a couple weeks ago, and it was only after she broke up from The Weeknd that she started being seen around town with Justin Bieber. So you almost wonder, is this like to make him jealous? Is this like, oh, I'm with my ex now?
Did you guys ever have a first love? Like someone that it took you a while to shake? I mean,
absolutely.
I'm sympathetic to young kids because I understand it's really hard. You mentally think, this is the only one. I mean, it's hard to shake that. Romance can be nice and romantic, but it can also be destructive and toxic. And you tell yourself, like, she was the only one.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. It took, it felt like 2 years to get past. It was in high school.
Don't you feel like such a cynic when you tell young people, like, I know it seems like that was the one meant for you, but there's
a
million people like that. And when you go off to college, she'll be actually considered pretty boring in the rearview mirror.
And then 20 years
from
now.
Feel bad saying it, but.
Well, it's true. Then 20 years from now, you can look back at their Facebook page and go, good Lord, what the hell?
Here we go. Are you talking about them looking at yours?
Yeah, what? Absolutely.
He's like, oh, the turned into a dragon.
Mm-hmm. No. Boy, I dodged a bullet. Thank God I got the sweet Wileen.
Yeah.
Dangling. Haven't asked her. Haven't locked that down. Back to that. Mm-hmm. Not going to let this go. I'm like a dog with a bone. Tyrese has claimed that he will not appear in future Fast and Furious movies if they also contain Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Fast and the Furious 9. He's mad about this. So what happened was they're creating a spinoff from the Fast and Furious series with a spinoff movie with Dwayne and Jason Statham. And what they did was is they're going to have this spinoff with The Rock and Jason Statham, and that is going to be released in 2019, and that pushes back Fast and the Furious 9. And they're like, so what we're going to do is to make room for box office audience for this, we're going to push Fast and the Furious 9 to 2020. And Tyrese is like calling
no
BS on that. He's just like, no, like you're going to do a spinoff with these guys. And then now our project gets,
he's one of the main
understandable
guys, but he's not as big as, who is it? The Rock?
Vin Diesel.
Oh,
yeah.
Vin,
well, The Rock is like
Vin. Yeah.
Well, I wonder what Vin thinks on all this. I mean, that's another one where if he came in and like, hey, not cool.
Dominique, Vin would go, we're family. Hey, we're family.
Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.